Happy holiday weekend. I think it's begun. At least it's crazy around here. But it's also the time when several people are getting ready for a national championship. So I'm hoping that I could share some words of wisdom for athletes and for parents as you get ready to enter this championship. First of all, if you have practiced, if you are well rehearsed, you've done your job. You don't need to question your ability to be prepared. And remember when we've talked about the things you can control. You can control how well you're prepared. Can't control the competition, the venue, the event, the all of the things like that. Parents, if you trust your child's coach and they're down in the back and they're training, they're getting ready, please stay away from the phone. Please stop giving them other input because it gets confusing. Like, let your coach do the job. Let your child be focused on what they have to do. Then depending on the number of routines that they have to do, the real talk is not everyone is going to be perfect. It will not be perfect. If you can get a couple good routines that you are so proud of, then that's good. But there might be one that falls apart. The question is, what are you going to do as it's falling apart? What is your mental process? And then what are you going to do to recover from that and just leave it behind and go on to the next thing? Because at least I know with all the events I had, I never knew which one was going to be great. But I knew which one I had trained for, which ones I liked, but which one is going to go great in the pressure of the moment, we don't really know that. You also can't control the scoring. And remember, as often as you feel like you get ripped off with scoring, you might be getting gifts too. So don't sit there and drive yourself crazy about scores. That's just unneeded anxiety because you can't control it. But you can control preparation, make sure you're there on time, make sure you have all the things that you need, make sure the right voices are in the head of that competitor and their routine for getting ready to go on the floor is something they trust. If they're a little superstitious, maybe that works. I was superstitious, I get it. But just have a great time. And the last thing I said to one of my students last week was, I won several national championships. I don't ever remember standing on top of the podium being handed that cup. I absolutely don't remember that. But to this day, what I do remember are great performances. I remember what great performances felt like. So make sure we don't have confusing messages for our athletes. Make sure you have the things they need to have a successful day. And then be the right voice. And parents, if your only voice is to be encouraging in video and be their loudest cheerleader, then be that person. It's not your job to relive the performance once they come up, because that's done. That job is done. So I hope everyone has great championships. And I hope that these words kind of help you through a little bit. Trust the process and have a great time. Make great friends and support great friends and enjoy good performances, whether it's yours or someone else's. Happy 4th.